Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first dance lesson is on us. Go for it. It's so fun. Ask for James over there. He's the best. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold Vacation movie. Conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center, Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, see all the perks you get with listening to the show. We love the free stuff here, but this one is not free, but it's really, really inexpensive. $17.95 for an oil change. You heard that right. $17.95. $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Say hello to my pal, Matt Weber, over there. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, going on 6 years, Sullivan's Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Hey, are you aware that there is some awesome pizza out in the southwest suburbs? You don't have to go to downtown Chicago and have Chicago's best pizza. Bocconi's is the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check them out. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out Bocconi's.com. And if you are a veteran or active military, working actively in the military, did I say that right? Yes. Please do go to Bocconi's. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, or if you just are a veteran, it's on me. Dessert or a drink, even a cocktail. It's on me. Just mention the Dolly McCarthy Show if you're a veteran or a military man or woman serving our country. Hats off to you guys. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great care in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo. or call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Check out Midwest Coach Limousine. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check them out at napersettlement.org. You don't want to miss the Chris Kindle Market going on now at Naper Settlement, as well as all of the beautiful old homes that are on the site. Check them out at the settlement. Their website is napersettlement.org. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by U.S. former President Polk. I just love that. So cool. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. They have tours available by appointment, and you can check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contract. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the good show here on Blog Talk Radio. What's the good word to everybody on that station there, WCKG 1530 AM, Tuohyville Internet Radio, and to all of my listeners on Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, as well as 1010 News Talk. What's the good word, everybody? Welcome to the program. Follow along on Facebook. Please like our page on Facebook. You know, the show is all about the good in our lives. We promote good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, right? Every week we feature a non-for-profit or promoting a non-for-profit, and this week is the first time in the history that we are not promoting a non-for-profit because I don't have it. I don't have the non-for-profit. I have some wonderful interns, but I don't have it this week. So we will definitely be talking about different charities that you can support in general this holiday season, along with a very special guest, a very good guest that we have on the show today. I'm so thrilled to finally have her. I met her over the summer. Over the summer, we were at Wrigley Field. Actually, I lied. We were not at Wrigley Field. We were across the street at a bar. we met at a bar and through a friend. You've all heard. He sings all over the city. I should give hints. No, you know, Wayne Messmer, he's been on the show. He sings the Cubs national anthem pretty much every game. And if he's not singing, then we have really, really talented singers on the field, including this guest that I have on the show today. Dare I say her name now? Should I say it now? I'm just trying to tease you. I'm trying to build it up. Wait for it. I should say a couple more things. Please do like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Good Dolly Show, as well as Instagram. Holy crikey, that's blowing up. Instagram is where all the kids are at. If you think they're on Facebook, Mom and Dad, that's not where it's at. They're there to detour you, to throw you off. They're over there on Instagram hanging out. And then I hear there's another site. I heard whispers from my teenagers. I didn't quite get the site name, but I will find out, and I'm going to let you all know in on the secret. Because I guess Instagram is now, you know, where the teens and the 20-year-olds are, they're there, but they're slowly moving away from there because more and more parents are now getting on that Instagram. I just love it. We're always a step behind them, but we're going to catch up. So I'm going to find out, and I'm going to let you all know where they're starting to go on. Okay, enough of that nonsense. But you like us on Instagram. It's fun. I love that Instagram. It's fun, easy, quick. And I put some videos on there and, you know, created some, I don't know what they call it. You create some slides and they got these funny, is it GIFs? GIFs? Oh, you guys are going to laugh at me. I should look at my phone and find out. But, yeah, anyway, it's a fun spot to be on. So check us out on Instagram. We'd love to have you on there. Okay. We want to remind you about Misericordia. Please do support Misericordia. This is terrible. The first time in 6 years that I do not have copy promote a non-for-profit on this show. But you know what? They're all my favorites, but I'm going to talk about Misericordia, Christmas at Misericordia. And you also know that I do a magazine on the side. Park Ridge Living is a social publication in Park Ridge, Illinois. And this month, coming up December, we're featuring Mary Kay and Joe Calabrese. And their three sons, one of their sons, Michael, is actually a resident over at Misericordia. And Mary Kay talks about her experiences with Misericordia, how special it is during the holidays. And we have a little write-up about it in our magazine this coming month. I'm really proud and excited about it, featuring the Calabrese family, Joe and Mary Kay, owners of Zia's. You may have heard of Zia's. How could you not have heard of Zia's? One of the finest Italian restaurants in the Chicagoland area. Zia's is in Edison Park on Northwest Highway in Edison Park, Chicago. And it's a cute little neighborhood of Chicago. And there's Zia's there, and they have Cafe Touche just down the street from there. And I know they've just were celebrating their one-year anniversary of the Beacon Tap. So Joe and Mary Kay doing really well, bringing good food to the Chicagoland area, but also doing good things through those restaurants, all supporting Misericordia. They have their sons have played football at Maine South and gotten the football team involved with volunteering at Misericordia. I should have had them on the show today, But I wanted enough time to talk to this very special guest. Not that Joe and Mary Kay Calabrese are not special. They are very special, and so is Misericordia, near and dear to my heart. If you've never been to the brunches at Misericordia, go. It's not like you have to get us a special ticket. You could go on the weekends, and I think it might even be during the week. I surprised my daughters over the summer. I said we were going to Misericordia for breakfast, and they're like, why can't we go to Experience, Mom? Why do we have to go all the way down to Misericordia? They did not know what it was about. So a lot of Chicago is familiar with Misericordia, but are your children familiar with it? Take them over there. It may not be, there's 600 residents there. They're all the developmental and challenges, of course, and this is an environment that helps them thrive and survive and live great lives. And your children should know about it, even if it's not something that you need to be a part of, or it's not affecting someone in your family. We have to take care of everybody, right? I talk about this at the end of my show every week. We have to take care of each other, and that's something that Chicago has always done, taking care of the children, the residents over at Misericordia. So, and one way to do it is to go and have the brunch. So I took my kids there, gave them a tour of the campus. It's beautiful. If you've never gone, it's beautiful. There's also a chapel there. And then go have brunch. It's pretty much all you can eat. I think it's $15, really, to a local diner and spend $8. But I spent a little bit more, and it goes to a really good cause. And the residents at Misericordia are also there working in the kitchen, baking in the bakery there. The bakery is top-notch. Love going in there and getting goodies around the holidays at Misericordia. So there we go. We did not forget a not-for-profit on the show. We just didn't have anything for preparing. I just realized it as I was going on the air. Isn't that terrible? Oh, my goodness. It's been quite a week. We had a death in the family, but I won't get into all that. But it's been quite a week. We all have those weeks, right? We'll get through them, right? I hope you guys all had a great Thanksgiving. I missed you last week, but we're back this week with a great show. I'm so thrilled. Now I'm going to do a drum roll here. So thrilled to have Angel Spicha. She is our guest today on the show. Now, who is Angel Spicha? A lot of people know about her, but if you've never heard of her, this is the Chicago Jazz Magazine says, in a word, gorgeous, and she is gorgeous. I've seen her in person. I have had a drink with this woman. She is fantastic and definitely gorgeous. She's got a captivating, fresh face, allure, and personality that can immediately draw the attention of an audience. This is what Chicago Jazz Magazine says. They also say it's her vocal skills, including her voice, timing, and phrasing, far exceeding what could be expected from one so young. I wonder how young she really is, that allow her to keep that attention for the duration of her performance. She's very young. You're definitely half my age, Angel. Angel can perform off in her jazz standards and put her own mark on them without reinventing the wheel, which is awesome. We're really thrilled to have Chicago vocalist Angel Spicha on today, a constant local jazz scene. She's on the scene in Chicago. If you've not seen her, we're going to tell you where she's coming up. She's releasing her new CD this week, Let It Snow. So without further ado, Angel Spicha, welcome to the good show, my friend.
Hi, Dolly. How are you?
Thank you
for having me. So good to connect with you. I'm so happy. Dolly. This is wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. It's been a few months since I've seen you, when I met you.
I know.
First time, my friend,
the weather
Wayne
changed.
Wayne Messmer. Yeah, the weather changed. How about it, right? Did everybody survive Snowmageddon? Is that what we want to call it?
I know. It's a far cry from the beautiful porch drink we had outside in Wrigley Field. So,
It wasn't Murphy's. Where were we? We're across the street. Not
I think
Murphy's.
We were at Vines.
Vines. Okay, what's the place on the corner? You think I'd know this. I've been a Cubs fan my whole life.
The Cubby Bear.
We weren't in the Cubby. Were we in the Cubby Bear outside? The Cubby
no,
Bear?
We were at Vines. We
I
were next
that's
door.
Where we were.
Yeah. Hard to remember,
yes, I'm starting
I know.
To show my age, you know. So anyway, my friend Wayne Messmer said, Dolly, you got to meet Angel. You got to meet her. So let's meet up after the Cubs game. And
Wayne.
and I met this lovely lady. So it was so nice to, and she only was able to stay with us for a little while because you had to run downtown to a show.
I know. I had to go. I had to go to work, and it was Lollapalooza weekend, and the traffic was crazy. So it was brief, but it was so nice to get to meet you. And I think you had your cousin with you, and we had a really nice time for the brief moment we got to spend.
Yeah, it was a good time. So I thought, oh, I got to have her on the show. And I thought for sure, before I have you on the show, I'm going to get out there and see you. But you, it's horrible. I have not seen you, but I've been listening to your music online. And it is lovely. I'm a huge.
Thank you.
If you love, you know, if you love Ella Fitzgerald, and some of you might be like, hey, Dolly, who is Ella Fitzgerald? Well, you should know her. If you love Ella Fitzgerald, Debbie Reynolds, Etta James. I mean, come on. Harry Connick Jr., he's the guy version.
The classic.
This is the kind of music. If you love that classic jazzy, smoothy, saucy, sexy, singing jazzy music, then you're going to love Angel. And Angel performs at such highly regarded venues such as the Green Mill. Where else do you play? Andy's Jazz Club.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll be back at Winter's Jazz Club in February. With a great quartet, and then I'll be at the Jazz Showcase in January. So some really great places in Chicago I'm very fortunate to get to play at.
That's awesome. Now, how long have you been going at it in Chicago? First of all, we've seen you on Windy City Live, Fox, and WGN-TV. I've seen you performing God Bless America on that one. So what? How did you get started? Let's back up a little. So let's talk about how you got started, where you grew up. I want to know everything about you, Angel.
Oh, my
goodness.
Because
you're one of Chicago's. So one of Chicago's very own.
Well, thank you.
Right here.
Yeah, I am.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
I grew up in Glenview. So, you know, just north of the city. My dad is a musician. He's a pianist. So that was really a great thing for me. Music was always around. He has a business. A social event business where we have bands that we manage and we perform in ourselves for weddings and corporate functions all over the city. And he's been doing that for well over 30 years. So I grew up with musicians in and out of the house constantly, music playing, going to gigs, being with him all the time. So it was a very natural evolution for me in this business, and having him, you know, support me and guide me has been just unbelievable, really, really special. So we get to work together a lot, which is wonderful.
Oh, that is really nice. With dad around, right? While you're performing and all.
Yeah, with dad around. And
when,
it's great. And
It's
wonderful. And then, you know, up here we have really great programs for the high schools. And so I really just got to develop my own style by my teachers and, you know, went to college, went to Millikan University, great program down there. And then was working with my professors when I was 18 years old in clubs in Central Illinois, which was a great training ground, and then came up to Chicago and was ready to go. And I've been doing it ever since I graduated, and I spent some time in Europe performing and working in some universities with other music students. So I'm really grateful for that experience too.
Yeah. So you've always been around music. Now, when did you realize you – how did you come to pick that this type of music, jazzy music, when they're –
they're
growing up – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Most people assume that that's what I grew up with, and I didn't, because my dad had a more so of a pop band. So I was really just sort of gravitated towards some songs I would hear every once in a while, and I was probably 11 or 12. And I made it really clear to my dad I loved this sound, and it was Ella Fitzgerald. And the next time it was Nat King Cole. And so he went, you're really into this. So he went out and bought me a Nat King Cole Trio box set of CDs. And I just couldn't put it down. So I was, you know, like I said, 11, 12, just going, pouring over these CDs over and over and over again, and then building my collection from there. And that genre just called to me. It spoke to who I was at 11 years old and still does.
Oh, wow, that is awesome. That's such a young age, too. But I kind of, myself, I've always loved jazz and Ella.
Yeah,
and
it's like
James
an old soul thing.
Even Debbie Runt. Yes, I guess we're old souls, aren't we?
Yeah. I love it.
But that music is still, it's like evergreen. You know, you can go anywhere and people will enjoy it, even if they've never heard it or aren't familiar with it. There's that sound that's just very soothing to them. What would you say, you've performed at a lot of places, what has been the highlight for you so far in such your young career? You've still got a lot ahead of you, that's for sure, right?
Yeah.
But
no,
has there been any pinnacles for you?
I'm sorry?
What has been the highlight for you?
The highlight, you know, I feel like there's so many different areas that I've had the experience to be featured, and my experience on Woody City Live or Fox TV. I mean, those all have been really exciting, you know, televised moments. I would say of late, it's been the opportunity to sing the national anthem for the Chicago Cubs. That was by far one of the most exciting experiences for me. That was featured on WGN, and growing up in Chicago, being a lifelong Cubs fan, there was really nothing more exciting for me than to be able to do that on a hot but beautiful Sunday afternoon, doing God Bless America and national anthem for my favorite team in the world. So that was really truly exciting.
Oh, that's so awesome. I don't know when did that happen? Was that this past
summer? July.
Or
yeah, just this past summer. Just this past summer, July, it was probably 105 degrees. But, you know, that's okay. Nothing like a little
was
sweat
the,
and song.
So,
it's fine.
So Wayne looked at the calendar and said, you know, it's going to just be a little too hot for me. I'm going to get Angel in there.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
Yeah, you know,
well,
he subs out at the right times, right?
Gosh, what a moment for you there. How could you tap
it really
in at Wrigley Field, especially from your Chicago?
Yeah.
So what's next for you? I want to play one of your songs. I know we're going to have time for at least one song. I'm
great.
Not able to upload the Let It Snow, the new release, Let It Snow, the song you sent me. I wasn't able to upload
That's
it, but correct. I do have the I've Never Been in Love Before, which is lovely, lovely. So we could play
Thank
that
you.
One.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So are you having a release party for this Let It Snow?
Yeah, we're going to be doing that actually – not locally, but down where I recorded it at my alma mater, Millikan University. I recorded this with all my old professors. I do this holiday jazz program with them once a year for the last 10 years, I want to say. And we finally got around to recording it, which was such a special moment for me to get to do with so many of my professors and mentors. It's a really great jazzy holiday album, very fun, very light, but with all the holiday classics. Really brings it all together for the season. So we're going to be releasing that on December 8th at a big show at their Kirkland Fine Arts facility. And then I'll hopefully be bringing some of them up to do, maybe not this season, but next season, once we can get the full season, again, some performances locally. But right now we're just going to be focusing on the area down there. But otherwise, well,
sure.
I'll be out at Live 210 in Highwood at the end of the month. I'll be at Bourbon and Brass in Evanston performing some of these songs as well with a smaller scale, but still getting in the holiday spirit with it.
Now, are you going to play with a trio? Who do you play with when you're performing at these different venues?
It varies.
I'm putting these
it
on
all
the
varies.
This is a must. This
yeah,
is a must-see, Angel, for me this holiday season to see you live.
Oh,
because
good.
Nothing, you know, it's first of all, any time of year, it's lovely to go into a jazz club and hear, you know, your voice or the sounds of jazz in general. But Christmas time, too, it's a great,
right.
great way to, you know, enjoy the holidays and go into a jazz band. So
yeah.
when you're performing
so special.
At these different, the jazz showcase and things and so forth, that's actually jazz showcase. You've got that coming up January 22nd for those looking ahead into
yeah.
the new year. If there's too much going on for the holidays
right.
Ahead, you have more dates to get to in January and February, but December 8th, that's if you're down in Millikan University,
I'm
down in
Decatur,
that's right,
that.
Decatur, that's
yeah.
it.
But I'll
good
be,
old Decatur,
I'll be
Illinois.
Edison. Oh, it's fabulous, but it is. It's really dear to my heart.
Bourbon
but,
and Brass?
Bourbon and Brass is a new under a year old. It's a new place in Evanston, downtown Evanston. I'm usually there with a trio or a quartet. I'll be there
okay.
tonight, November 29th, and then I will also be there December 13th, December 27th. I will be at the new place that's opening in Arlington Heights called Hey Nani on December 29th. I'm sorry, December 23rd. December 23rd, I'll be there for their jazz brunch with a trio.
Okay, wait, back up. You said tonight you're going to be at Bourbon and Brass?
Yes.
Did I hear you right? Tonight?
Yes, you're
okay.
right, tonight.
Sometimes
sometimes I'm, you know, impromptu, spur of the moment. You never know who might pop up to see you, Angel.
I would love to see
you.
Listen,
I cannot wait to see you live. Your voice is amazing. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And it's right up there with my idols, Ella Fitzgerald. And, you know, you mentioned Ella Fitzgerald. What of all those performers is your idol, the one you look to the most for inspiration?
You know, there's so many. I will honestly say it really always comes back to Nat King Cole and the music that he, you know, that first inspired me, and the phrasing and the beautiful songs. And that's truly the one I think I always come back to.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, we need to have some time to play the song. This is Angel Tsvetha. Her song is called I've Never Been in Love Before. Unfortunately, you're not going to hear it live because we're not in the studio. But the Delly McCarthy Show is going to be an Angel, you got to come back when we're in our new studio in Chicago after the new year. We'll have you live in the studio. But right now we're going to just play a recording of this. And you all enjoy it. And if you have time to get out tonight, tonight is November 29th. Some of you listen to the show after the 29th, so unfortunately, sorry, you'll miss it. But if you're listening live, 29th of November tonight, it's a Thursday night, Thirsty Thursday, you can head over to Bourbon and Brass and see Angel Tsvetha there and enjoy some of her lovely jazz music. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. Please come back.
Thank you. I sure will. Thank you, Dolly. I sure will. Appreciate it.
And happy holidays, Angel. Happy holidays
to
you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And good luck. This release is December 8th, Millikan University, Let It Snow. Angel Tsvetha's Let It Snow CD release, holiday release is then. And you can catch it probably on iTunes, right? You can download your music on iTunes.
Yes, you can get it on CD Baby. You can go straight to my website, angelspicia.com.
Fantastic.
AngelSpicia.com. It's all available right there. So, yeah, absolutely download away.
All right, we will. Okay, thanks again, Angel. Take care.
Thanks, Dolly.
Singing.
Thank you.
I've Never Been in Love Before. Angel Tsvetha. Here you go, guys.
Never been in love before. Now all at once it's you, it's you forevermore. I've never been in love before. I thought my heart was safe, I thought I knew the score. But this is why it's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish songs, and out my song must fall. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been in love before. I've never been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.